From the horse capital of the world, the great city of Lexington, Kentucky, welcome to Red Barn Radio. Wherever in the world you're listening, join us as we celebrate the music of Kentucky. Tonight, Red Barn Radio presents an evening with the Mountain Music Ambassadors from the Kentucky Center for Traditional Music at Morehead State University. The Mountain Music Ambassadors, coming up on Red Barn Radio.
If you need an education for the road that lies ahead, and you want to run life's race like a Kentucky thoroughbred, for much more opportunity, come to Morehead State, and you'll be flying like an eagle when you spread your wings to soar.
Red Barn Radio is brought to you with the financial support of LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. Planning to visit Lexington or just looking for more information? Visit Lex is on the web at visitlex.com. We're more than just bluegrass.
Good evening and welcome to Red Barn Radio. I'm the host of Red Barn Radio, Brad Becker, and I'm here to welcome you to Red Barn Radio's 495th live performance. Tonight, Red Barn Radio welcomes the Mountain Music Ambassadors from the Kentucky Center for Traditional Music at Morehead State University. Kentucky Center for Traditional Music, or KCTM for short, is both a state and a regional treasure. The center houses not only a state-of-the-art recording studio, and teaching studio, but also an impressive collection of archives, not only for its students, but also accessible to the public. These young players are exposed through the outreach program to new audiences and give new audiences an opportunity to hear about the music of Kentucky played by some of its best young players.
Driving fast and running late, I'm all worked up, I've got a date. Pretty girl, don't want to wait, there's dance in old Kentucky. Players always sweep the floor, find your partner, couple up for the dance in old Kentucky. Cause a stir, she likes to dance and swish her skirt. My, oh my, that girl can flirt at the dance in old Kentucky. Beer's always sweet the floor. Find your partner, couple up for the dance in old Kentucky. Kiss your partner, thank the band of the dance in old Kentucky. Clear the hallway, sweep the floor. Find your partner, couple up for the dance in old Kentucky. Old folks sitting at their knees, young folks holler,
whoopee!
My honey, close to me at the dance in old Kentucky. The rowdy boys are coming in, it's Jim Shaw and all of them. You just wait and they'll begin to stir up some excitement. What's all that stuff they're bringing in? Hey, Lauren's got a mandolin. Love the way they pick and grin at the dance in old Kentucky.
Clear the hallway, sweep the floor. Find your partner, couple up for the dance in old Kentucky.
Say goodnight. Feet are tired, but hearts are light. Won't be home before daylight at the dance in old Kentucky.
Clear the hallway, sweep the floor. Find your partner, couple up for the dance in old Kentucky.
Standing before me is a host of blue shirts and amazing instruments and amazing people, all students at the Kentucky Center for Traditional Music, which is at Morehead State University in Morehead, Kentucky. We've had Raymond and Ruth McLean here before. We've done this a number of times over the years, and it's always just one of our very favorite shows, and I can tell tonight's going to be no different. Thank you all. It sounds so great. For those of you, again, listening who may not know about the Center for Traditional Music, or maybe you have some notions about what they do there, and if you're thinking, well, they probably teach bluegrass music, that is one of the things they do, but they teach a lot of different kinds of music. They do swing music there. I don't think that the Traditional Music Center does a jazz program, but I know that students can study jazz there as well. Is that right, Raymond?
There's a wonderful jazz program in the music department at Morehead State.
Raymond McLean.
At the Kentucky Center for Traditional Music, we figure traditional music is bluegrass, old time, country, western swing, blues, gospel, from several different traditions. Basically, the music that's associated with our southern mountain region.
Muddy river, roll on, muddy river, roll on. Notion you go to the ocean alone, muddy river, roll on. I got a baby in Tennessee.
Tennessee, who's long been a-waiting for little old me. Roll, muddy river, roll on, muddy river, roll on, muddy river, roll on.
New Orleans down to Old St. Louis, stopped in Memphis, Minneapolis too. Back in Nashville, I'll be through. So roll, muddy river, roll on, muddy river, roll on.
Roll, muddy river, roll on, muddy river, roll on.
Students come to KCTM and just do your program part-time while they pursue something else at Moorhead?
Absolutely. You can take our classes as electives. You can work toward a minor in traditional music studies, or we have a new Bachelor of Arts degree in traditional music, and all of the students on this stage have all declared the traditional music major.
All right. And when did you establish this new degree?
I think it's been available for about 5 years, but some students were already preparing for this as it was coming. So we graduated the first 3 students 2 years ago, and last year 2 more students and 3 students that are hoping to earn this degree at the end of this semester.
What do you mean by hoping?
Can you, yeah.
They're asking me what I mean by hoping to, but I
what
mean,
are
I
the hurdles you're referring to, Raymond?
You know, you can't say that they've done it until they have. I think their chances are good.
Which of you up here are the three in question?
I think I'm the only one here tonight. But
oh, okay.
There's 2 others that aren't with us tonight.
I'm sorry, can you introduce yourself?
Sure, my name is Michelle Canning, and I'm from North Andover, Massachusetts, and came down to Kentucky 4 years ago to study under Raymond and all the teachers at the Kentucky Center for Traditional Music.
That's funny. We met last time you were here. In fact, I met all of you, and will be oh so embarrassed that I don't remember most of your names. I don't remember that you came here from Andover.
I did. I knew that I wanted to study traditional music, and so I started looking at schools that had traditional music programs, and I just absolutely fell in love with Moorhead and couldn't wait to come down, and I'm so glad I did.
Well, they're glad you did too. And how did that happen?
I came to visit. Everybody was so friendly and welcoming, and, you know, Raymond brought me to his favorite restaurant for lunch. At the end of the day, I remember going out in the parking lot and putting my banjo in the car, and I was about to leave, and Thomas Albert, who was a student at the time and then became a graduate and now is a teacher at Moorhead State at the Kentucky Center for Traditional Music, actually saw me putting my instrument in the car and came out, you know, chased me down just to talk to me. It made me feel so good and so welcomed.
We had the opportunity to tour the People's Republic of China last spring, and Michelle Canning took it upon herself to learn 2 popular Chinese songs, and she is going to do one of those for you now. It's called Love and Passion for the Mountains and Rivers.
Mo join Funyaka Funya Gain. But one twasn't for ya ho chi chain. Motsi sui to dope one. Suyati suyatain. Yao sen si sui oi kuain. But you may dan kao yao san sui kontatein. Motsi si te dopi wan sui ya ti sui ya tein. But one wasn't for ya ho chi chain. Motsi sui te dopi wan sui ya ti sui ya tein. Yao sen si sui oi kuwain. But you may dan kao yao san sui kontatein. Dan kao yao san sui kontatein.
You've just joined us.
Tonight, we're with the Mountain Music Ambassadors
on Red Barn Radio.
If you walk through the halls at the Kentucky Center for Traditional Music in Moorhead, you see pictures, and they're pictures of musicians. Some of them date from the early 1900s, some are very recent, of some of these students, actually. And they're all there together playing music. And some of the people you recognize because they're quite famous, some are not so famous, but they've made important contributions to our music. And I walk down those halls and I look and I realize that we're all part of that same thing. We have something that draws us together because every person in those pictures loves this music as much as we do. And we have that in common. It's a strong bond. And we have that in common all across our region, across our country, across the world. We have that in common with everyone who loves music.
Of the students that have been through the KCTM program, and I know you've been there now for how many years?
6 years
this
now.
This is your sixth year. Wow.
Actually, I guess I'm starting my seventh year.
Okay. In the course of the time, Raymond, that you've been director of the program, how many of your students have come from out of state?
I couldn't tell you exactly. I couldn't even guess, but there are quite a few students from our region, from Moorhead State Service Region, from our eastern Kentucky area, from surrounding states. And then Michelle, of course, came from Massachusetts. We had a student from Nova Scotia. We had a student from Brazil that was taking our classes. We have had students from a far distance, but as I say, we all have this in common.
She turned me down, all I do is ramble around, and I don't care what happens to me. My heart was young and gay till the day you went away. Now life here means nothing to me. It seems they're on my mind both day and night. The lies that you told tortured my weary soul. Love was blind, I guess I couldn't see.
Hi, Melissa.
And I'm from Moorhead. Some of the classes that are in our curriculum, we take traditional music history. So we have 1, 2, and 3. So we have 3 years of that. So we start talking about the Scotch-Irish, how they came over and settled, and, you know. And now I'm in History 3, so we're talking about bluegrass music.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. We have music theory classes, so we learn music theory. Then we do aural skills, which is listening and noting notes by listening, and vocal harmony.
I'm Lauren Price, and I'm from Southeast Ohio.
Hi, Lauren.
Hi. I'm a junior this year at Moorhead, and so in addition to some of the classes that Melissa mentioned, we take a music business course, and that is really interesting. We have the theory. The one that I'm in right now is chart writing, and so that was a completely new process to me whenever I came in, but so far it's been unbelievably helpful.
I'm sorry. I missed what the name of the class is?
It's chart writing.
Oh, chart writing.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Yeah, and using the Nashville number system and things like that. So we learn a lot.
Andrew Preston. I'm from Van Leer, Kentucky. The recording class is one of my favorite classes. Jesse Wells teaches it, and it's a great class. We learned all about live sound engineering and as well as working in the studio, and you get to go directly into the studio, and there are also stations set up in different areas of the Kentucky Center for Traditional Music that we can use to work with studio and recording and things like that. And we've also got a songwriting and publishing course that's new, and we were able to work all semester writing material and talking about publishing, and then we could use the studio to record some of those, and it's been all around such an incredibly helpful experience.
And this next song is one that Andrew Preston wrote. It's called How Does the Radio Know? And it was inspired by Raymond McLean on our way to IBMA last fall. Because we had this little gadget that hooks into the phone, you know, like a Bluetooth thing. And Samantha was saying, well, you just plug it in to your radio and it knows. And Raymond's like, well, how does the radio know? And so this is where the song came from.
How does the radio know our song? Well, it must have been an old friend of yours for a long, long while. Must have been with us in your truck bed watching Mars hide its eyes so slow. Oh, how does the radio know? How does the radio know our tune? It's been playing them on repeat, Mr. Radio, did I do? It's keeping me up late sometimes on those lonesome little nights. dance, and I ask myself, why can't the radio lie? I never knew that box could be so cold, but the frequencies it sends when I'm alone, oh, how does the radio know? How does the radio, I know you're gone, I got my windows rolled down, and I'm a-moving right along. But sometimes when Mr. Kessel whispers out those speakers slow, I ask myself, how does the radio know? Oh, how does the radio know? Oh, how does the radio know?
This valley, they say you are going. We will miss your bright eyes and sweet smile. Oh, you know you are taking the sunshine that brightened our pathways a while. Come and sit by my side.
Coming up, more Red Barn Radio with the Mountain Music Ambassadors, recorded live from the Performance Hall and Arts Place in Lexington, Kentucky. We're back with the Mountain Music Ambassadors after this break. This is Red Barn Radio.